Heat Radio's online replay.
Hello, I'm Boyd Hilton on Heat Radio. I'm joined by the legendary Daniel Radcliffe and the equally living legendary new legend, Dane DeHaan.
Interesting turn off.
Yeah. I've gone for legends already.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, we peaked too soon.
Yeah, absolutely. You both are starring in the extraordinary new film, Kill Your Darlings.
Thank you.
You play Allen Ginsberg, very famous beat poet. It's a very intense film, in a good way, I think. But is it possible to have fun when you're stop filming and you're relaxing on set? Is it possible to have fun, or do you have to keep the level of intensity up?
No, I mean, it was great. I mean, I think the nature of this film was that we would shot it so fast that there was a natural intensity the whole time, kind of anyway. You didn't really have to work to create that, and I think we had a lot of fun along the way, just because we were filming around New York for 25 days, and there was, you know, downtime. And And we ended up, and also on this film, because it was so low budget, that, you know, there weren't any trailers, which actually is a wonderful thing, because it meant all the actors actually just like hung out and engaged with each other. And I think we bonded more as a cast than you know, a lot of other films.
So with no trailers, you just have like hover around the green room on set.
I also think a lot of times people think that it's not fun to make an intense movie, like because it's intense, that substitutes like fun. But I think things can be intense and fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's absolutely the thing. Like that's part of the, you know, it can be very exhilarating when you're in full flow.
You're listening to Heat Radio. I'm with Daniel Radcliffe and Dane DeHaan, and I'll be back with them in a second talking more about Kill Your Darlings.
Heat.
Hello, I'm Boyd Hill on Heat Radio. I'm with Daniel Radcliffe and Dane DeHaan, the stars of Kill Your Darlings. I've read that the two of you, and clearly the two of you, doing interviews together, you're hanging out together, you've become kind of best mates. Is that fair to say, Dan?
Yeah, we've become very, very good friends as a result of this film, which doesn't always, it's nice. I mean, I like to think I've got on pretty much with everybody that I've ever worked with, but it's not always the case that those relationships, you know, carry on from after the film. And you know, and it's been lovely sort of getting to know Dane outside of work as well. It's been a lot of fun.
And Dane, is it true you had a kind of staycation at Daniel's place in New York
in December.
What did you do? You hung out, played games, and just talked and did stuff like that.
Watched football,
soccer.
No, football. American football.
I'm disappointed. I hope it's going to be football.
I love American football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and just had an all-around good time. Yeah. That's become legendary.
Yes, in itself, our legendary staycation.
Yeah, I think people are just jealous of the two of you hanging around, you know, we
work hard the rest of the time.
Of course.
But that would just happen to be 1 month when we weren't, so we did just sort of it was a lot of fun. It was just, you know, but as I say, it's just nice to sort of, and also our director came around on New Year's Eve as well, the director of the movie, and we played this game that if anyone hasn't played, you should get a version of Cards Against Humanity. Don't play it with your parents. It's a game for terrible people, but really fun.
Was it involved rude questions?
And ruder answers.
Yeah, have you ever played Apples to Apples?
No,
not a game over here.
Never mind.
Google it, look it up, and hopefully be playing it very shortly. Talking of rude things, after there's a great, you have a great gay sex scene in the film, which I think your fans will love. And there is a bit of kissing going on. Sadly, not with Dane.
Oh, no, I kissed Dane.
But your gay sex scene is
with another person.
Guy. Yeah. So did the kissing bond you together? Did the friendship flourish after the kiss?
Well, the kiss was on the last day, so I think the friendship was like quite established by then.
Yeah, I mean, the bonding came just from working together, you know, and getting to know each other through working really intensely for 25 days. And honestly, the kiss scene wasn't much different than any of the other scenes. It was all just about figuring out what was going on and trying to achieve the best scene possible.
I mean, it's interesting in doing interviews for the film, people have definitely been asking like a lot about the sex scene or the kissing, and was it sort of odd, or what was it? And actually, the truth is, like, it is just a scene like any other. Like, I'm not actually having sex with somebody. It is just sort of a job, and you just approach it like you do anything else. And I think we did two takes of kissing, like on the bounce, sort of immediately without stopping. And so we kissed twice before we'd even stopped to think about it. So it was not really something.
You didn't drag it out to like 50 takes, no.
Also, to be thinking about how awkward it was wouldn't be doing our job, because that's not the nature of the scene.
Exactly. That's true. Daniel Radcliffe and Dane DeHaan, thank you very much.
Heat Radio's online replay. For more celeb interviews, click heatworld.com now.